3. Tango.
I wish you could find another hobby. Fishing is so boring. I want to find something we can do together.
Well, honey, you're going to love me even more. I have an idea. What about dance classes?
Dance classes? How fabulous! But you said real men don't dance.
Maybe I've changed my mind. Now, let's decide which dance class to take.
There's ballroom dancing, disco, tap, jazz, and tango. Tango sounds interesting. Isn't it from Argentina?
Yes. I guessed you'd choose that one, so I did some research on the internet.
You know me too well. I took ballet when I was little, but I've never had the chance to dance in the past few years, because I thought you didn't enjoy it.
Did you know that Argentine tango was influenced by something called tango habanera?
I read that the knee flexing of the dance originated from African people living in Argentina. They danced with their knees bent to show off their skill.
It seems you're a bit of an expert. Have you been reading about it too?
Well, you know I've wanted to take dance classes for ages. Anyway, the tango they teach today didn't come about until the late 1930s, so it's probably very different to the original style.
The modern style is usually danced with flowers and a kind of musical instrument. Those things you hold in one hand, they make a clicking sound.
You mean castanets? That sounds fun. My friend brought me some back from Spain when I was a child. Maybe I still have them somewhere. Did you know there are 3 different kinds of tango today? Which one do they teach?
The form known for stage sometimes is referred to as for export. It's aimed at English-speaking people, so I suppose they teach that one. I think tango is becoming more and more popular nowadays. Some of these classes are already fully booked.
The golden age of tango took place in the late 1940s and early 1950s. I guess it's having a revival.
What's the phone number? We should hurry up and book the classes. ¶¶